All right, well, welcome to the music-inspired media podcast. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is from musiclifemagazine.net. And you want to check out that site, musiclifemagazine.net. It's got a ton of interviews, photos, reviews, and of course, this podcast show. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and a pleasure to be talking to you today. And also, I want to remind you now, you can get all the podcasts on iTunes, moving up in the world, and they're all available on iTunes and also on SoundCloud. And of course, a brand new podcast every Monday at musiclifemagazine.net. You know, we spend a lot of time talking to artists and those within the music world. And today, a little bit different, we're going to speak to Rob LeClaire. For 4 years, the morning host at Country 89 in Welland. And he's done a great job in pushing local Niagara country artists. He does his Friday Live there in studio. And they do Facebook Lives as well every Friday on Country 89 to bring you, the listener, to become the viewer and kind of see what happens within radio. So we're going to talk to Rob a little bit about his start in radio, about Canadian country music, about the Niagara music scene, and also we can't forget about his band, Del Mar Junction. They are playing June the 14th at the Warehouse. We're getting to it right now. Stick around. It is Rob LeClaire next on the Music Inspired Media Podcast.
Welcome to the Shane Christopher Neal Podcast. Shane's a TV and radio personality, international event host, A&R label rep, co-founder of BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group, an all-around epic guy. This podcast is sponsored by Music Life Magazine. Check out all Shane's podcasts at musiclifemagazine.net. So much to talk about with so little time. Here's your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
Once again, time for the Music Inspired Media Podcast right here on musiclifemagazine.net. And this is an interesting conversation, number one, because the gentleman that I'm speaking to usually is on this side of the microphone interviewing other people. And some very popular people and some great artists around Southern Niagara, of course, as we have some great country artists. He has been for 4 years the morning host at Country 89, Rob LeClaire. Welcome, my friend.
Shane, happy to be here. Thanks for chatting with me.
So I had multiple reasons to talk to you, and first was about radio. So we're going to start with radio because I love radio. And it's funny because where you work right now, back in the 90s, I worked for 1470 CHOW in the same studio back when they were old school country. And here you are bringing all the new country. And I told you this before, man, I'm a fan. I listen every morning. I watched your Facebook Live this morning. I try to catch it as often as possible. So I want to talk about your start in radio. How long have you been in radio? Was it always a passion to be in radio? Did you go to school for radio?
Yeah, it's over 20 years now. 1996 was my first gig. And yeah, it was always radio. I think I still have a memory of being in my parents' house in my basement apartment bedroom there and hearing 97 Rock, which is Blast Out of Buffalo. And hearing these two guys in the morning, and thought, man, that's a cool job, man. I can do that. And it was always set there from that moment on. I never kind of looked back.
You're the morning show host. Have you always been a morning show host, or no?
Funny, yeah. My first ever experience on air was on a morning show, and that's where I started, really, as a street guy, as a go out and do these wacky, crazy stunts and make a fool of yourself and make our morning show kind of wacky. And then that's where I started. And then I started producing morning shows for other announcers. And then when I got my own show, it was, you know, I did weekends and, you know, I did, evenings and voice acts and here and there. And then just kind of started going again, got a midday show, and then did drive for a bit, and then fell back into mornings. And this is, it's kind of like a real natural fit for me. I really enjoy that time slot.
And you get up at what time in the morning?
My alarm is at 3:10.
That's crazy.
So the next news is about 3:30. Yeah, it's early. It is. It's a weird lifestyle. It's a different time frame of how do I spend my time. I feel like I have a lot of time. I'm done work by noon, and then I don't start back up again until 4 a.m. So there's a lot. It's just your body clock, right? Everyone's got their own.
And you get used to it, right? Absolutely. What are some of the best things about working in radio today, and maybe some of the worst things, I guess, too?
I would say one of the best things is the ease of it now, from an announcer's point of view, because
it's digital. You mean
content,
like
Well, content is everywhere, right? Content is everywhere. I mean, so we say back in the day in radio, you know, it was a newspaper. It was a physical newspaper, and that was the source. That was it. There wasn't internet. It wasn't click and find. It was go and find, you know. And you had to. It was rootsy, and so it's easier from that perspective because, you know, the product being the music can run, and the announcer really has a lot of time to build their part of it, which is what's between the record. And it's easier to do now because there's so much there.
So you're working in Canadian country, and I take it maybe you always haven't worked in country. What is your take on the Canadian country music scene right now?
The Canadian country music scene right now, I think, is trying to tip its hat backwards. It's trying to find its root again, and kind of maybe set itself apart from, you know, the powerhouses of the American country music scene. You know, the Luke Bryans, the Florida Georgia Lines. Those are powerhouse bands that have a musical formula that is winning right now. And I think Canadian country music tries to follow that, but just like typical Canadians, we have our own spin on it, and we give it our own flavor. I mean, you look like a guy like Tim Hicks, a local dude, right, who came out of the Niagara scene and has his spin on country music, and he's still spinning it, and it's still working for him. And you have a guy like Bobby Wills, who's doing, you know, you'd call big hat country, right, not bro country, you hear these terms. So he's kind of doing maybe kind of a throwback, a spin back to, you know, the earlier sounds with, you know, heavy acoustic presence in the overall sound. Still kind of produced, but still has a flavor of natural, you know, music and where it would have come from. I mean, you know, six string, and you got real instruments and real people behind them. Not that it's fabricated to that extent anywhere, but you know what I mean. You know, the sound, the whole production sound, it seems to be your Florida Georgia Line or your, you know, you're not. It's a strange thing.
So I remember, as I mentioned off the top, about working at Sea House. So when I was working there, I remember, and I'd never heard of, you gotta remember, I was like in my 20s, right? Reba McEntire, Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, you know, yeah. Alan Jackson. I'm like, who the hell are these people? I started working in country radio, and I really, you know, we played a lot of that. But there was this guy who came along in 1993. In July of 1993, Clay Walker came up with a song called What's It To You? And it was written by Robert Ellis Oral and Curtis Wright. And I remember spinning that. And when I say spinning it, I think that's what it actually was back then. And it really, to me, became the new sound of country in the 90s. And then I listened today to country music. Do you think the way country sounds, because it is a lot like rock, it's really opened its doors to a broader audience? Because Reba and Alan Jackson and that was really to a very small niche type of listener.
You can totally argue that. I mean, you see it. You see it in radio through and through. I mean, the crossover in country is giant right now. It's big, and that's a moneymaker, right? So any label, any management team, any artist, anybody who wants to make money in the music industry has to find many avenues to get that music out there, and country allows for that crossover. You know, you can hear Baby Rexha with Florida Georgia Line on country radio, and you can also hear it on hit radio, you know, on pop radio. It's crossing over into huge markets, right? They're both huge markets and loyal markets, and that's why it's got a billion streams to this day.
That's why Scott Borchetta knows what he's doing, you see.
Yeah, so you can argue, you know, the validity of it, you can argue the musicality of it, but you can't argue the monetary value of it. It's just sells.
All right, well, you are listening to the Music Inspired Media Podcast. I am your host, Shane Christopher Neal. All podcasts are available on iTunes as well as SoundCloud. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to interview some pretty awesome music people, such as Carrie Underwood drummer Garrett Goodwin, Jason Aldean drummer Rich Redman, just to name a few, as well as some high-class and high-profile music executives, managers, and industry insiders. Profiling indie artists, though, and helping indie bands reach their full potential is my main objective. And if you are an artist or you know of someone I should reach out to, please contact me, info@ShaneCNeal.com. That's info@ShaneCNeal.com. You can like my page on Facebook, please, Shane C. Neal Media Personality, and follow me on Instagram. Now, let's get back to today's interview. Radio today, still relevant, you know, and I say that because obviously it's become a world of streaming, a world of downloads, but everybody I talk to says the number one way, and it is for me as well, that you hear new music is through radio. Is it still relevant to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's never been, it's always been that way. It's not brand new. Radio has to innovate, and radio has innovated to allow social media to play a huge role. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's a record spinning. It's a record. It's music. It's that product. It's how it's delivered. It's how it's organized. It's how it's, you know, it may have its faults and who gets played and who doesn't. And that's subject to everybody's opinion. But I think, you know, radio is still a stream to get yourself out there. It's always been a monster. On a global scale, right? It's just there because it's, you know what it is? It's free and it's trusted.
And I agree with you 100%. It's just, you know, so many people out there knock radio, right? And say it's not relevant anymore. That's why I wanted to ask you. Getting songs to radio. So back in the day when some guy by the name of John Bon Jovi handed a radio announcer a song, and it was played, and it basically made him become a star. That doesn't happen so much anymore. I'm an artist. I want to get a song to radio. And how do I go about doing that? Do you play songs of people that you know? What's the process in that if I'm an artist?
It's a tough wall to climb, man, because there's money. It's money. Money, money, money. And that's the honest truth. If you have money behind you, you have a chance in hell, absolutely, because it's all about money. You can make them money, absolutely. But if you're starting from the bottom, trying to work your way up grassroots, it doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
It doesn't happen. But a grassroots cult movement, you can have not mass media success or mainstream success, as you would call it, but you can have success on a grand scale on another level. There's many artists who have done that. And they're doing it, right? They're getting their songs to college radio. They're getting their sold out shows right across America, right? People want to go see their shows. They're buying their CDs. They're getting the merchandise. And they've made a huge living off of it. Many artists have done it. So, but to get to radio, it's like an elite club that only really has one direction, and that's good and bad. It protects itself that way, but it also does shut itself off. So it's good and bad.
Do you have input, or do any announcers have input into new music? I mean, you know, radio promotion is mostly how things get to radio. If people don't know that, it gets sent to, you know, the music or program director. Is there input today from those that are on the air, or is it strictly made in the offices as to what new songs are going to be played on radio?
A lot of songs are sent to program directors, and as long as your arm, and there's a waiting list of songs they haven't listened to yet and need to listen to and been asked to listen to. And you can have an influence, you can have input. I mean, I do a Friday Live. That's my input. I take local artists and I give them a stage for half an hour.
So that was your idea? Because I was going to get to that. I think it's amazing every Friday that you do that.
Yeah, that was my idea. That was a way of connecting to the community that I'm comfortable in as a musician. I wanted to tap into that, and I did. And when you start knocking, you start finding. You know, Brad Battle was one of the first guys,
right,
through Studio 89, and it just it went from there.
So, what is your take then on the Niagara country scene? How do you see that growing? I mean, I see it growing daily with different artists around the area. But what's your take on it? Because you're much closer to it than I am, being at the station.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talent. Absolutely. Like I said, once you start, you know, looking around and meeting people and hearing them and giving them a chance and listening and going to shows and getting out there and at least seeing live music, because that's where those people are. They're not on your radio yet, right? They're not on your whatever yet. They're out there playing live, which is another element of it. You got to go out. People have to go out there and find it. You have to have an appetite for it. There's a lot of live music in this area. people just aren't going and seeing it, so they're not going to find it. That's where it starts for me. For that person, for a Brad Battle to get on the radio, he's out there playing live.
Right.
People have to go see his shows. They have to support that. Then there's a movement. Then people start to notice, right? That's where that grassroots begins. So, yeah. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
No, it does. And it's funny because I deal with record labels that say to me, the artist needs to have fans, followers, people that are engaged with them, which means going to live shows, which means social media, before they'll even look at an artist. Like, they're not interested in, oh, this guy's got talent, but he's not out there playing. He really isn't engaged with anybody, and he's relying on us at ABC Record Company to make him a star. I mean, Florida Georgia Line sold 100,000 copies of a song, Cruise, before Big Machine ever picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It's brilliant. Don't you love that idea that they were able to do that?
I think it's amazing.
For everybody, right? Yeah.
So a couple other questions on the radio side, and then we're going to get to something else. Do you have a favorite song on the radio right now is number one. And number two, who would be the next big thing in your mind? Maybe an artist that you're playing right now that is, you know, kind of not on the charts yet, but you can see the potential coming up that, man, this song or this artist is really going to break through.
Oh, favorite song. That's a big one, man. It's spinning right now.
And you don't have to have a favorite song. I just...
Yeah. They go by so quickly, and, you know, and they're here and then they're gone. But I really like Miranda Lambert. I really like that sound from female country. That's the kind of female country I like. If I was going to pick, you know, maybe not a favorite song, but certainly a favorite vibe or a favorite sound. And on the male side, you know, everything we were talking the other day to friends that Keith Urban is still such a relevant and wonderful artist, right? He has his formula, obviously. And I also like the fact that there's so much collaboration right now in country radio.
Oh, yeah, it's
collaborating.
Beautiful.
Everyone's hooking up and playing music and creating sounds. And I love that because that's the community feeding itself, right?
You know,
it's just a wonderful idea.
Right. And that happened here locally, right? About, I don't know if it was a year ago or a bit more, but actually a couple of years now, where Corey Cruz and Chelsea Kreitz got together. And I know it was a cover song, but my point being the collaboration, because not only do they sound good together, look good together, but now even from the engagement perspective, you have two different people out there pushing these songs, right? And you're seeing that all over. And I mean, Keith Urban's doing, they're all doing, you mentioned Florida Georgia Line earlier. Everybody is getting together, and it seems to be the male and the female, right?
Yes.
So
yes. It seems to be a real coming together in the country community for sure.
So let's dive into this now. Del Mar Junction. I love the name. So it's your band. How long have you been a drummer?
I've been a drummer since about 7 years
ago. So a long time. And
This
band in particular has been together for a while, I take it. And it says original rock and soul. So maybe explain a little bit about who Del Mar Junction is.
Yeah, Del Mar Junction is just that, original rock and soul. Based out of Burlington. It's been Del Mar Junction, I believe, since 2012. The main songwriter, Chris Dennis, I've known him on a musical level and a personal level for 15 years. Brad's newish to the Del Mar fold, probably within the last five anyway. And it is, if people ask when they go to a Del Mar Junction show, what is the sound? And, you know, you could just say rock and roll, but it does have elements of blues. It does have a lot of elements of funk and rock and folk, and it's got country. So it's a real treat for the senses. It's a trio, but it doesn't sound like a trio. There's nothing missing with Del Mar Junction. It's just, it's there. It's tangible. You can feel it when you go to a show. So we're doing one on June 14th, our first show in Niagara. We're trying to launch ourselves into the Niagara region. Done a lot of work in Burlington.
And Hamilton,
well,
right?
Pittsburgh,
I see Hamilton.
Toronto, Hamilton, yeah, Hamilton a lot. So, you know, we're trying to say hello to Niagara. So June 14th, the Warehouse. Tickets are on Ticketfly right now. I think it's on a Facebook as well. So yeah, it's going to be fun to kind of introduce ourselves.
And the music gives movement. Speak to that, because that's on your poster as well.
Yeah, that's near and dear. I got involved with that a couple of years back through the radio station. And I went out with Tim Hicks and that whole organization and what they're doing and bringing musical instruments to, you know, to school kids and to their homes and delivering them as, here, you need to play this and fostering that. So we're so happy to be involved with them and to raise awareness and funds for them, because what they do is instrumental. It's weird, but it is true. You know, they make a difference, and it's a really good idea, and we're happy to have them on board.
Well, you are instrumental, and you make a difference in this community as a radio host. Now, are you called a radio host, a DJ, an announcer? I want to know what they're called today.
I'm called Rob. I don't know.
I just wondered if there was a proper name.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a proper name. If I would call myself a host, I don't announce. I host the show between 5 and 9 Monday to Friday, and if you want to have some fun and connect with some cool things and some cool people, you can tune in.
And make sure you check out the Facebook Live events, because they're great as well. You do that every day. I catch it once in a while, but
right now it's every Friday. But I think we're feeling a bit of a push to do it more often. So that's in the books right now as we try to figure out when and how, and try to make it right for everybody and make it snap, make it kick in Niagara.
Awesome. Rob LeClaire, thank you for your time. Once again, June 14th, the Warehouse, Del Mar Junction. Make sure you check it out.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Visit Shane on Facebook at Shane C. Neal Media Personality. On Instagram at ShaneCNeal.com.